Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Groat applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Flood steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott is hit by the pitch. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Groat moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. Boyer scores. White moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. White moves to third. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Groat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shannon takes first base on ball 4. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Gonder interferes with Javier who is awarded first base. Shannon moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Shannon moves to third. Javier moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Gonder to McMillan and they have Flood trapped. The throw over to Crane Pool, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Groat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. White hits a line drive into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCarver bunts towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Christopher moves to third. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonder is walked intentionally. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.